This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere. Hi, this is Julie and I am here with Susan. And guess where I was the other day?
Where were you?
One of my most favorite places.
The library.
Oh, yay!
That wasn't scripted.
So I just happened to come across a recent Psychology Today issue, and this is what it talked about. Mostly people cheat to feel alive and expand their sense of self. Desire is a powerfully animating force, perhaps the strongest in the human repertoire. Do you agree?
I think I've read of certain people committing these magnificent crimes because they get a high from it. It's the challenge, and they don't necessarily need the money. They don't necessarily need certain things. So I'm taking cheating and I'm expanding it, but I don't think the majority of people fall in that category. I do think there are some, but I think majority of people don't care about the process. They're just more concerned about society status. That's what I think.
There we go. We're done.
Nothing else to say.
So I found it really hard not to see that and think about the podcasts we just did on Trump and golf.
Oh,
and
right.
So you know,
which
I started,
support what I just said.
Okay.
Which support. He didn't win for the money. He didn't need to win for $10. We
right.
talked about Trump.
Right. We talked.
You
about
know,
it.
Cheating and having a game, and if you won, hey, pay up. Give me the $10, and then he'd go and he'd buy lunch for everyone that was probably cost $50.
Right.
It wasn't the money.
Right.
It was he wanted to say he won.
Exactly. And so the feeling alive part is the part that intrigues me, because if even for you know not to pick on Psychology Today. But even for the aspect, I mean, you want to think about the, you know, stuff that's been going on in Boston with the school cheating, you know, and the court cases and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they have poker on TV, you know, people looking for bluffs. And so not just talking about, you know, relationships and things like that, but, you know, so taxes, everybody pays taxes. So when you bring up cheat, doesn't everybody cheat? Doesn't everyone cheat?
I think,
and is that
you know,
is that to feel alive?
I think part of it is everybody has a different definition of cheating. What's cheating? You know, you go on a diet and you sneak something. Who are you cheating? If nobody sees you, did you really do it?
I'm glad you said that because you know where I'm going to go. You know where I'm going to segue.
I don't.
Because everyone's saying Trump and golf and cheating. Well, if Oprah's been on tons of diets, doesn't she cheat?
Well, I...
So who doesn't cheat?
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think, actually, so the way we look at it is everybody has a different definition of it. If you have a different definition as to what's really cheating and what matters and what doesn't, because I think, you know, these people that do grand scheme lying and cheating had to start off small baby steps and graduate to which everyone became, oh, that's not a big deal. You know, it's like telling a white lie. Oh, it's just telling a white lie. You're sparing somebody's feelings.
Right. So we don't have to put a disclaimer in here saying that we're not proponents of cheaters.
I'm not a proponent of that. I don't think anyone really cares. I think the problem comes, and I don't think there's a one, you know, this is the breaking point. It's almost like drinking. People who drink, it's like who's drinking too much? Everybody's sort of got their own tolerance. People have different... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. So there's enough cheating and not enough cheating?
So I think where I'm going to go, because of course we talk about energy. We go into energy. And so I'm going into the energy of what's affected when you cheat. And I think there's a... Oh, you're looking at me. You want to say something?
No. I keep on pondering, you know, as you're saying this, what's affected when you cheat. I'm thinking, well, so what's the real issue here?
Hey folks, Julie and I do a whole lot of talking, but you know, a lot of that comes from self-reflection and really looking at our lives and things that didn't make sense. And we sat down and figured out the questions that were important to us and some of the philosophy behind it. And we put it together in a journal.
Ooh.
Check it out.
And who doesn't love a good journal? Get your favorite pen and just get writing. Hey, Susan.
Yes?
Do you know what you're getting me for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Well, don't be thinking you're going to give me any of the books we've written, because I have all of those.
Yeah, but they're e-books. They're a quick read, yet they keep making you go back because you think you got it. And you got to go back and read it again because there's something more each time. It's like a gift that keeps giving.
I agree with you. They're in my pile to read again over and over. But, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this Christmas trivia right now.
I mean, if Psychology Today is saying, and not that that's the Bible,
yeah,
and what everybody
no,
does,
that,
is saying, you know, most people cheat to feel alive, you know, then, you know, if we move into what makes you feel alive, I think that's a better question.
Let me ask you, did it go on, because I didn't see the magazine, I didn't read the article, did it say how long that high lasted? Because, like, every high, you come off it.
Right.
And I would think, I know if I do something that I would might consider cheating, even it's minor, when it's done or I got away with something, there's an initial like, oh God, we got away with this, great. Afterwards, it kind of like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I could have. So that idea of a high that you're referring to, I don't know if they give a time frame that they say at a certain point, you are not, you know, you kind of fall, you know, you hit rock bottom and then you start,
Well, it wasn't that elaborate in its discussion.
Of course
it was
not.
Just in the July issue, and it was a little tiny segment,
yeah.
And it made me think of, huh, that's interesting, because again, I'm going to kind of beat down on this. The feeling alive part intrigued me because, again, I thought about, you know, the golf book we read about Trump. And if he was cheating so much and everyone knew he cheated and people wanted to see him cheat, and some people were like, you know, it's fun. He's, you know, he makes the game fun and different. I started to think about that. And if that, you know, makes you feel alive, you know, if that's really associated with what Psychology Today is saying, and I don't mean to keep referring to them, but I keep thinking, so what is the energy surrounding cheating, and what is the real issue?
I believe, it's just my own, but the idea of cheating, a good number, I mean, let me just start by saying, I started answering the question in the very beginning of the podcast, say that I believe a lot of people cheat because there's a challenge in it. They don't need what they get. It's not like they're stealing bread because they're starving.
Right.
They're doing it for the thrill of it, to see what they can get away with. And in the past, there's been some very famous criminals that did it for that purpose. But if I go to the average person, I'm going to go right to the jugular. I think a lot of people do it, and I can go to the scam with the college entrance.
Right.
Is that, I think it's, you know, it's not the, you feel alive, it's like, look at me, it's like that 15 minutes of fame that you get, it's a societal thing. Yes, my kid goes here, or yes, I have this Mercedes-Benz, or I have this huge house, or whatever. I think it's not in, it's satisfying a societal need to be better, and to be in that elite class, if that's where it puts you. I don't really think it's a, I needed something. I gotta believe if you were starving and you got away with a loaf of bread, you're like, you don't even think about it. You're just grateful that you have something to feed yourself or your family.
Right.
It's a different feel. So if I look at us as Americans, and most of us are well off. I mean, we're not, the poverty level isn't like if you go to a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's a society-based high. I don't think it's a energy-based high that they're describing.
Right. And so in that, you know, for me, drawing that line from feeling alive was, you know, kind of the insinuation that there's a certain power to it. And
well,
yet, is there a power
if
you're deceiving yourself?
Well, that's where I say the high, when you come off the high.
Right.
Because at that point you realize, like, what did I just do? It's like,
but then you have to keep doing it.
Well, because society-wise, you have to keep up appearances. That's
right.
Where I keep going back to that. If you pulled out the whole society card and you just put somebody out there and they had their basic needs, and they worked with energy, you don't need to cheat. You don't need to cheat. Mm. Because we talked about this, that cheating is really taking from somebody else.
Right.
And no matter how you look at it, either you're taking their money, you're taking their status, or you're taking their spot. Someone else worked for something, and you took something that technically belonged to somebody else. And when you work with energy, you don't have any of that feeling, because you can get whatever you want, whatever you need, and you don't need to get it from someone else, because the energy will align for you and will set things up that you have that same opportunity without taking from another person. And I think that's the biggest mistake when someone gets into cheating, is that you lose that whole sense of, I can do it myself. Now, who has it that I can take it from? Mm-hmm. That's what becomes the mindset. Mm-hmm. And again, at some point, you kind of, even if it's just momentary, you kind of feel bad. Like, ah, I took this from some. I mean, I got to believe these people that got their kids in at some point said, you know, if you meet someone who's been working their butt off to get into a certain college and they didn't get in, but you know your kid got in because you cheated, you really don't feel that great about it, even if it's momentary. Mm.
Well, it takes a lot of energy to keep cheating, too, so.
Well, you live in a lie, and you just perpetuate it. And I just think that's the biggest mistake when I look at any of these things. When you look at Trump, it's a game. He's not, I mean, if he were playing for real, like on a, you know, a professional, and it was someone's, it was someone's career that you're uprooting by cheating, I think people would feel a whole lot different. But he's no different. I told you, I met this guy in the library, and I was returning that book. And I said, yeah, he's like, yeah, everybody cheats in golf. I'm like, if you read this book, it didn't say that. He's like, everyone does. But I got to believe Tiger Woods and, you know, Phil Mickelson or what, you know, everybody who's playing in the pro leagues, they aren't cheating, because you can't.
Well, that's fascinating.
And they're the ones that are getting whatever it is that they're getting. That's part of their, I'm going to say, journey. So you're not taking away from their journey.
Right.
Even with Trump, it's like, you know.
Yeah, there's kind of an angle to this, though, because when you think about Trump, and he's always saying, you know, he's a winner, he wins. And yet if he cheats at golf, I mean, there's a different kind of angle to the vibration of what he's talking about.
Okay, so where I go with it is his winner. It's he just has to come out. It's almost like, you know, call me Ishmael. You know, like you're just going to call me that. But your name's, it doesn't matter. That's what you call me. There's nothing behind it. When he says, I always win, there's nothing behind it.
Well, you know, also when you look at politics, I mean, there's rampant cheating and deals and whatever that goes on.
Yeah.
When you look at, you know, number of various things that goes on, and if he's being himself and that isn't cheating and he's cheating at golf, there's something like going on there that's an interesting kind of energy, because it's not just the element of cheating. And so if, you know, going back to the quote that I read at the beginning, if, you know, most people, it says cheat to feel alive, and that was someone else's statistics, which is funny. If most people do that to feel alive, I mean, it's almost like the definition. I mean, once again, Trump
they're
has,
dying. They're more gone than not alive at all.
Right. Yet once again, Trump has like redefined what cheating is.
You know what? People are always posting quotes. You don't even know if they're really true.
Or they're quotes that you've read 10,000 times.
Right. And you're supposed to like them. What about quoting from something different and new?
That would be fun.
We did it and took quotes from our energetic invocations books, and we put it in a quote book.
They're really good.
How do I live when I don't fit in? You can find it on Amazon.
Hey, Susan, what are you grateful for this year?
Oh, I'm so grateful for so many things.
Just one.
I'm grateful for my beautiful family.
Oh, nice. And what about you, Julie?
For that and the wonderful collaborations I get to partake in.
That's awesome.
How about you, Danny?
I'm grateful that there's such a good variety of podcasts to listen to for any day, any mood.
Four podcasts, tons of books, tons of ebooks.
Everywhere!
Susan, what? This Kabbalion podcast is great, but it's kind of sort of like we're in a class.
I know.
So how can you learn more if you're in a class and you're kind of listening along?
Well, the only way that you know what you're getting is to be tested. Sometimes the way a question is asked, you might be surprised at what you think the answer is, but then, actually.
Ah, so it has to be a fun test in the energy.
It has to be a test that makes you think. It's not a rote A equals B equals C, and that's it. You memorize it.
So, any suggestions?
Yeah, actually, I found a book. It's a quiz on the Kabbalion. It's like trivia, but better.
Ooh.
And it's an ebook.
Is it on Amazon?
It's on Amazon, and you could get it for like practically nothing.
I'm going to get it now.
I love it.
I mean, it really, when it sounds like, I remember in our podcast, I talked about how it was almost like he was a parody of himself, the way they described how he plays golf and what he does and what people are intrigued by. And yet, you know, he has great conversations, makes great deals.
So that's what it's about for him, because the guy that wrote the book, what he said is that a lot of people, and he put out this idea that they're all, you know, good and holy and whatever, the golfers, but if you don't lose, you don't make a mistake, you don't grow, and you don't change, you don't become a better golfer. So that almost supports what I'm saying, that when you cheat, you're cheating yourself, and you're not really alive, because Trump is not getting, he's not becoming a better golfer if he's cheating. However, if he just wants to go out, like you said, and have conversations and joke with people and be in the... He's using the game of golf for what he wants it to be. He's not playing the game of golf the way everybody's playing it. He's created his own golf game, like he created his own presidency.
Right. There you go. So actually, that brings it to the point that if he's truly being himself and he's cheating, he's not really cheating.
No, he's not playing the game that everybody's defined it as.
Hmm.
And if you do that, then you can, you know, we did talk this morning. You came in here and told me the story about, you know, the energy of what you're getting is that you use things for things that are not expected to be used for.
Right.
So wouldn't that be the same thing? It's like you're cheating because you're using things for stuff that they really weren't designed for, but you can use them to fix something that's broken, or you can, you know, adjust it. I mean, is that cheating? I guess that's why, you know, it's never a hard, you know, line of this is where it's not cheating, this is where it is. I mean, hello, we're back in the Kabbalion.
Right.
But the thing is that I think if you are a hardcore cheater, like you completely are playing someone else's game and you're taking from someone else, whether you're taking a physical thing or you're stepping into something somebody else has worked for, you're the loser. And if Trump were playing golf, as the guy said, that, you know, you try to get better and everything, if he were playing that way, he'd be losing. But he's not. Idea of I'm a winner is he's playing his game and he's winning because he's doing what he wants to do. But it doesn't mean he's playing the game of golf like everybody else wants it.
And the funny thing about that part, too, is that he's over the top cheating. So he's way on the other side of the Kabbalion, over the top cheating. So then, is it really cheating? And he says it's cheating. And he says, doesn't everybody cheat? And so however that wants to get inferred into other arenas of conversation is irrelevant, because he's just in the game of golf, you know, like you say and like we've said. And there's something very intriguing to that, because if you put together that energy and you put together the energy of what we've consistently said through all the podcasts, again, not knowing him, that it appears that he's being himself.
Mm.
And that's a part of it. I mean, again, you know, what is he really doing? Because there's a power in it. Other people just find power in the cheating and they're not themselves. And he's over the top cheating. Mm.
But he's over the top himself.
Right.
But we define it as he's cheating and he's taking, and he's not looking at it that way. You know, I talked to someone the other day about presidential candidates, and they were saying, you know, where I've been doing work at the horses, as I always say, it's in New Hampshire, so there's a lot of people that are doing campaigning and are very politically involved. And I kind of laugh, because it really doesn't matter who you're for. It really doesn't matter who you're for. But you can argue that all of them are for themselves, but Trump's a little bit different in that. He's at least upfront about it, saying, yeah, I'm for myself. Mm. Whereas the other ones, and especially, you know, this could be another whole podcast, but the whole Epstein thing and the fact that he died, there's all this conspiracy theory. And I'm not going to go into it because it's another whole podcast. I'm sure there's a bunch of podcasts out there about that. But, you know, makes you wonder. Who, you know, people are putting on a face when they come on the TV, right, and they talk to you. And so Trump at least appears that he's just being himself. With his warts and all. He seems to be being himself. Whereas I think people can deal with that better than somebody who completely is sneaky and lying to your face.
Right. And to make the segue into fake news in that aspect, I mean, talk about cheating there. And, you know, I can actually completely back up what you just said, because there was an article on LinkedIn by someone who shared some of their experiences from last Thursday's rally.
Oh, really?
Up in Manchester, New Hampshire.
I was looking to and see so someone I were, was I am familiar with was in it.
So talking about, you know, Trump and branding and what else is going on through his aspect of, you know, cheating and using it differently, this gentleman mentioned that there were almost 12,000 people there, and you know, people were lined up for hours, and the line was a quarter of a mile long to get in, and they had over 5,000 people outside the arena watching from a jumbotron. And I guess during the rally, he asked people, and I think in one of our early podcasts, we said this.
What?
He asked people what they would choose as the slogan for the 2020 election. And this gentleman who you know gave his view said that, you know, so almost 12,000 people feel like their choice was heard because they ended up choosing his slogan for Keep America Great for the 2020 election, which is an amazing marketing feat.
Yeah.
And, you know, just surrounding that part, and I know I also saw some other footage that, you know, had different pictures that said that the group of people was not that large and the seats weren't filled, and yet here's someone who's there saying it was packed. So, you know, you're wondering, you know, is fake news a little bit of cheating as well?
Well, of course. I mean, it's ratings. It's a ratings game. Mm-hmm. Not like the movie I saw with my kids many years ago, but...
You made me watch that, too.
So funny. Anyways, with Danny DeVito, I'm sorry. Just too funny. But, of course they cheat, because it's a ratings game. And if you don't have people, you know, if you're not inciting people and hitting them, we always say in the adrenals and getting their blood pumping, otherwise it's boring. Who watches?
So the energy of cheating could be all around. Yet, is that really, truly what you're utilizing to make you feel more alive? Is that the truth of it?
And I would ask that question of yourself after you've done it and you've had the high and you're coming off the high. That's when you ask it.
I agree.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.